You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats. I'm your host, Nicole, and each week I am here on a Thursday afternoon broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2, where I play dope beats, chat with dope people, doing amazing things in the Lower Mainland, and we also talk about food as well. It has been a hot couple of days, guys. I hope you are bearing with it. Thankfully, today is not so bad, and I know the weekend is looking a little bit more easy to handle. I love the heat, but yesterday was a bit much. It was a bit much for me to handle. Today, you guys are in for a hot, amazing treat. I do have a guest with me in studio. We are going to be chatting. My guest is a groundbreaking Vancouver DJ producer and also radio host, known for breaking boundaries for female DJs around the world. So we're going to be listening to DJ Denise, our conversation in a little bit. But before we get chatting, I am going to play our first set today. It's going to be some highly Canadian content. Not all of the artists I'm playing in this set are Canadian, but there is going to be the first two artists are. Starting off with Aza. And Aza is going to bring us a track called Sovereignty off of the album Sovereignty. So let's take a listen.
In my blood, like a lotus I grew from the mud, yeah, manifested by design, finally free from the lies, yeah, I got my elders here with me, keeping my eyes on the truth, they watching like it's a movie, from the top of the hills of Burundi, I done had an epiphany, chakras aligned, stars in the sky, steady protecting my energy, facing my demons one at a time, watch it, I'm coming through, young, black, gifted and beautiful, watch it, I'm coming through.
Nobody can take it from me. I got sovereignty. Roots like a sycamore tree. I got sovereignty. Sovereignty. So, I got sovereignty. Roots like a sycamore tree. I got sovereignty. Nobody can take it from me. I got sovereignty. Roots like a sycamore tree. I got sovereignty. So
shine on my teeth. I'm way too fly for my feet. Try me, I'm wild as a beast. Linus, Barias, and violence is all that I try not to preach. The road to Zion I reached. I know you see that I'm buzzing like Vi to the zine. Right to the beat, marry the snare. I make your whole squad very aware. Yeah, this is a slow song. Still, there's no long talk. This the stereo slayer. You making very low paper. You one-dimensional. I made it various layers. I made a career with no stencil. Climb the crescendo. I leave you behind. Lo siento. I do not comprendo the reason you still around me, but I slow up the tempo like this.
Oh, my. I can't wait for you. Don't cry. Time to make a move. Oh, my. Away.
Bye.
You been away.
You holding me down.
She making them bucks off her business. She want a big butt and some thickness. She look like they're rapping for Christmas. But she just eat salad, no chicken.
Vegetarian, I'm way ahead. I don't need it, but I'm baking bread. So come and see me at the ATM. And your team is full of shaky men. I get green up for my agent sense. Go ahead, shucking job. Entertain all your Caucasian friends. You do whatever just to chase a trend. But when you need them, ain't no vacant beds. Now you really gotta make amends. Like a weave, you been the fakest head. Had to leave you, now the weight is less. Best believe my team is playing chess. Checkmate.
Oh my. I can't wait for you. Don't cry. Time to make a move. Oh my.
ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados, checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Hello, 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 and we are back on Beats and Eats. I just want to go through some of the tracks that we heard in the first set. First, we had Aza with Sovereignty, and that is off of the album Sovereignty. And next, we have Hawaii Mighty with Oh My. You know, I'm really digging Hawaii Mighty. Next week, I'm going to play another track from them. I'm going to play Blame for sure next week. If I have time, I might play that today. And then to end the set, I had Yuno with the track Amber. And so now, as I mentioned, I do have a guest in store with me today at the station. We have DJ Denise. DJ Denise, welcome, welcome to CJSF. How are you?
Cheers, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so happy that you're here to chat with me because, you know, I love music. I love to dance. You're a DJ. I feel like I have an awesome playlist. I feel like deep down inside, I'm a DJ at heart. So please, if you wouldn't mind, can you share what, first off, why did you want to become a DJ? Like, how did that, you know what I mean, come to be?
Well, life as a DJ and my DJ career started really, really early. If you remember record players and cassette tapes and CDs, I was the oldest child in my family.
Oh, so. I'm an oldest child too. Hear, hear.
Right. Born in 1977. Hey. So the way that media was consumed was actual records. Period. My father had me put the records on the turntables. Yes. At a young age. I was the selecta in the household.
Yes.
So,
right?
So while my parents would be preparing the meal, he would ask me to select which his favorites.
Yes.
And I would figure it out myself. Well, you get your tutorial. Yeah. On how to play a record and from which song to which song. Yeah. By reading the vinyl.
Yes.
And so that was the early beginnings. Yes. But and the songs that I was listening to back then, I remember my dad would collect music from the Caribbean. Both of my parents are from the Caribbean. My father's from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and my mother's from Jamaica. So, what a beautiful mix for me to learn. I've actually never been to both countries, so I need to set foot. I've been told to put my feet in the sand go home, you know, for real. To bring the story all the way home, I was born in Ottawa. And quickly after I was born, I was brought to British Columbia.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You were raised here?
Yes, raised here. Oh, went to Richmond High School, elementary school, actually just down the street at Westridge Elementary School in Burnaby. a BC girl at heart, but born in Ontario.
Yeah.
Back to the music. When I was a teenager, I I really fell in love with hip hop as well. Because, mm-hmm. you know, as a child, you listen to the music your parents raise you on, yeah. and then you branch off and you discover your own music.
Period.
So, yeah, I for me, hip hop, R&B was huge. And to be growing up in the early 90s, I would listen to the radio, and the radio is actually has a big, huge place in my heart. Yay. Because, you know, listening to the well, what's coming to mind right now is the Casey Kasem. He yes. used to have a countdown with all the hottest tracks. So he would 100%. Like, yeah, introduce every song before giving like a little intro about each artist and really going into it. And then locally, I actually was a part of Co-op Radio's early beginnings. So
okay.
so yes. There was a DJ called Maximus Clean who would do the morning drive-by, and I would listen to that show religiously as a teenager. Mm-hmm. And he actually had a call out on a show for a female co-host.
Crazy.
So, yes, I went down to the station, tried out. It was like 7 a.m. My father drove me to the station down in Pigeon Park, if anybody remembers where old Co-op Radio used to be. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I tried out for the show, but I didn't unfortunately make it, but fell in love with being on the radio and having my voice on the radio.
Yes,
so
yes.
I actually recorded my interview and my time on the radio too. So I still have the cassette tape of all of that stuff too.
You have the beginning.
Yes, the early beginnings.
I love it.
Yeah. The love for music and DJing really spawned from all of that. Because and I feel like radio is a huge part. I wanted to shout out CJSF too. When I was a teenager, I would come to CJSF for another show that Ndidi Cascade used
yeah.
to program as well with Cloud General.
Nice.
And so coming up to this station today was like full circle. Like finding the new location
yes.
and seeing it's so warm and inviting. There's so many faces as you walk in.
Yes.
And yeah, it's very, very beautiful. But yes, mm-hmm. Coming back to the DJing, I have a love for the old school technology of the turntable
yeah.
and the mixer and vinyl. Things have changed so much over the time that I've been playing music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first, so you would, the laptop was introduced
yes.
after vinyl, and then it went to the CDJ.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden this controller came on the scene, and it's taken over everything. I love DJing on a controller. It makes
good.
Things so much easier. You know, carrying around the two turntables is very heavy, especially for events that are happening like so frequently.
Yeah.
And setting it up is very time consuming. There's so many moving parts with it, with the needle on the record, the slip mats, and all the things that you need. But yeah, I fell in love with the experience with playing music to a crowd.
Yeah.
It's so exciting to watch people hear their favorite songs and react at the same time. Right? And it's so cool to be able to know what folks are able to, you know, receive as good music
mm-hmm.
too. And if, you know, they're hearing something for the first time, and you see the expression on their face when the bass drops and all these
yes.
certain things are happening too. So yeah, I've really fallen in love with the different ways that you can excite a crowd
yes.
with music.
So I have my next question, because we're, you know, in the same age range.
Oh, yes.
And you know, my question for you is, like, when you first started in the game, what was it like? Because I'm sure
yes.
back then it was really male
totally.
Centered, right?
So male centered. I actually paved away for myself, because I noticed that it was really male centered. I would enter spaces, I wouldn't see any women
yeah.
at all, or women like me.
Yeah.
Still, it's like that in Vancouver.
Right.
There, I could probably name and count 5 people on my hand who are doing really, really well in the city.
Right.
At the level that I'm at.
Right.
But there are many, many DJs in Vancouver, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge, huge market.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. My throat is getting so scratchy. But it is a small minority of folks, especially in my intersections of queer, black,
yes.
female, you know, and mother. I could throw that on top
yes,
as well.
Right.
so yeah, looking around, I definitely I found the the little niches mm-hmm. where I could fill, you know, spots myself. Mm-hmm. So I would say the first thing I noticed, most DJs do not have their own equipment.
Okay.
They usually will have either a controller, mm-hmm. And then they will rent all of the equipment that they need, like the sound equipment and all the other stuff.
Right.
Because I've noticed that also living in Vancouver, there's not enough space for a lot of this equipment to
right.
be stored and to, you know, for it just to be on hand readily.
Yeah.
So right from the beginning, I started buying equipment.
We're going to talk about,
yes,
like, we'll
yes.
segue into
right.
this, but this is a perfect opportunity, but like, you know, so from the get-go.
Right. I noticed that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So I was able to even price myself at a different level because I would be bringing equipment to every venue when folks were asking, and it's actually a great additional piece to add because most event organizers are thinking about just having the show happen. They're not thinking about how many people are, well, they do think about how many people will be there, but mm-hmm. how much sound do they need to cover
right.
how many people are there?
Right.
So, yes, right from the beginning, I was learning, doing the mathematical equations for how many bodies and how much square footage of a space mm-hmm. would need for an event.
Mm-hmm.
And providing that, yeah, one of the first subwoofers that I picked up was a 10-inch Yamaha subwoofer,
wow.
and yeah, it was powerful at the time,
yeah.
but I've expanded since then.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to equipment.
Yes, okay, so shout out to equipment because we're gonna jump around because
yes.
I mean DJ Denise is here for the whole hour because I want to jump since we're on this on the equipment aspect
right.
of things, right? Because we'll talk about the journey of being a DJ, mm. but I'm assuming that the equipment, acquiring the equipment mm-hmm. helped you to diversify.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And so what are some of the services that you offer when it comes to the equipment?
Oh my goodness. So we've been able to do festivals. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Black Block Party.
They're happening on August 22nd,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So we were able to full-scale, full-stage outdoor festival. Their first event in 2021 and 2022.
Okay.
Service the full stage. Front of house, as well as the monitors on the stage, monitor mixing as well, so
okay.
that the artists can hear what they're, you know, doing on stage and everything like that too.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, if we're thinking about the Vancouver Art Gallery, this is a complex amount of sound that
right.
you need to cover for folks to be able to hear the main stage mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah.
These are like the pinnacle of what we've been able to accomplish. My business is called Denzinate Productions
okay.
Inc. And yeah, we have our list of services. I've also helped a lot of bands. I really like to mix live sound.
Oh,
so
right
yeah,
on.
Drums, you know, guitarists, keyboardists, everything.
Yeah.
We're really enjoying. I really love music.
Yes,
so
yes,
so
of
so yes, and I have taught myself how to mix
okay.
live by actually, you know, hands on is the best way.
Of course,
you know what I mean.
Of course.
And so I will acquire an audio interface, a console.
Mm-hmm.
And then take my time, watch some tutorials, mm-hmm. go through each, you know, knob and button and figure
and
out what, yeah, learn exactly what it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
People pay thousands of dollars
mm-hmm.
to learn all of this equipment. And I've taught myself because of the passion and the love of what it is. Yeah.
So through your business, people can come to you and either hire you
yes.
to kind of set up
yes.
the sound for their event.
Yes.
And can they also like rent?
Oh, yes.
Off of
yes, and they can also rent equipment mm-hmm. as well. So for smaller DIY parties, this is what's going to be keeping me busy this weekend.
Okay,
I have two. One DJ who is having an event on a golf course.
Oh,
so
cool.
it's a wedding.
Yes.
So
nice.
as you can imagine, when you're DJing for a wedding, you don't want to be sweaty. Like lifting equipment into spaces, placing it everywhere. You know, it you don't. the wedding needs to happen on time. Yes. Everything has to be very pristine. So we come in, we set up the sound, the lighting, everything, and the DJ gets to walk in all dressed perfectly.
Oh, nice.
And just set
and
up
just
and go.
Play.
Yeah, set yes. up and go, right? So, yeah. So that's this weekend. Oh, I'm also DJing at Bimini's for it's a private event, though, unfortunately, for a Whitney Houston brunch.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Okay, Whitney Houston.
Exactly.
And they say nothing happens in the Lower Mainland.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool.
Yes, and they've done it in the past too, so I'm really excited to go back and play some Whitney Houston hits, and there will be a person, one person singing Whitney Houston covers as well, so I'm excited to see the performances.
I love that. Okay, that is so incredible. Now, I want to get into one more question before we take a break for some music, but
yes.
Because you talked about like teaching yourself, you know, and the sort of the process that you kind of done,
right.
You know, I've seen you spin and you know, and to prepare for the interview, I, you know, was just checking out some of the things that you do, and I see that you also offer workshops.
Hey? Yes.
Yeah, so do you want to talk a little bit about
exactly?
About that?
Yeah. Yes, please. You can check out DJ Denise35 on Instagram. Yeah. In my Linktree, I actually heard Linktree is no good anymore, but I'm going to. It's there for now, and I'm moving. I'll move away from it soon.
Yeah.
Linktree has. I have so many links on my Linktree right now. You know how to. Get me on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, all of that.
Right.
I also have links to sign up pages okay. where you can learn how yes. to DJ and do workshops as well.
Wow.
So check out my Linktree. Right now it's up and running and
yeah.
good to go. Yes. Oh, and I wanted to shout out the Black Women's Black Women Vancouver.
Yes.
I also have been working with them to do their Elevate Her conference.
Oh yeah.
So
that's right. That's
yes.
Right.
So we also are able to help conferences mm-hmm. as well. We've gone that to that level
that's
where
incredible.
We are. Yeah, we're servicing conferences. And the Battered Women's Society. I must shout them out as well. They
yes.
brought me on early in their like. Inception. They just got a new justice center
okay,
as well. So yes, I want to shout out all the women that have supported me
yes.
and brought me to where I am as well. Because yeah, working at this has been so much, and it's all from my network.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
folks have brought things to me, and also being a Black woman, it is. You know, there it comes with barriers.
Of course.
So I want to mention that
yeah.
right off the hop, because I work really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I do see the work that I have done and in the past have done, and would love to see more of a shine. You
yes,
know,
absolutely.
And it's very difficult to. You know, toot your own horn.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. We don't always do that.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished the Women's Accelerator program in music,
mm-hmm,
and
nice.
And also for Black managers as well.
Nice.
BDRB.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people that are supporting me. I still see room for more support.
Absolutely.
So yes,
absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break with some music. I have so much more questions to ask. And then, of course, you guys know we're going to get into some food talk. But I have way more questions to ask about the being a DJ and just a lot of things to consider. But what I love about the first half of our conversation is that we got to hear the fact that it's not just spinning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that you have created a bunch of different avenues, right?
Yeah.
To be sustainable.
Yes, totally. And this is actually something my father taught me. Mm-hmm. Have multiple streams of income. I'll throw that in there.
Okay. All right. Okay, now we're going to get into some electronica.
Mm-hmm.